magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, May 29th, 2020, the last Friday in this month. Wow, it's going to be June on Monday. In fact, today the Prime Life Times papers arrive, probably in the next couple hours. We'll have many thousands of papers being distributed throughout the area. I think 9 or 10 different deliverers, people that assist this radio ministry and our Prime Life Times paper in getting them out to the 300 area locations. Now, not all of them are open yet, but all the grocery stores, some of the restaurants, and the various business establishments will have the June edition later today and tomorrow. Thank you, God, for all the helpers that assist getting the Prime Life Times papers out. Also, thank you, God, for our radio board, in particular, Dr. Scott Klein, who spent the whole day yesterday with me in Springfield as we are covering job descriptions with some of the employees, talking through decisions for the future, working on an enormous to-do list, figuring out things, and it was great to spend a couple hours driving back and forth with him, telling stories and celebrating all that God is doing through this radio ministry. So it was a great day. I think we left around 10:45 and got back around 5:30, so it was a full day for him to assist and volunteer and help. But we have a fantastic board that has been so supportive during this time of acquiring these 15 additional stations and helping work it all together. Now today, Howard Fox, our chief engineer, will be driving from Springfield to meet up with me at our Fisher Foosland Tower to install some new equipment and update some things. So we've been busy beavers, which leads me to today's program. This is day 7 that the home studio phone line isn't working yet. I've called 7 straight days, so I can't call up Jason, and he wasn't able to come and drive over. So as I was thinking, maybe I'll play some Friday favorites, pick out some great music. And then I came across a portion of a broadcast from the National Religious Broadcasters that recorded some remarks from Charles Stanley and Dr. Tony Evans about the times we live in, praying up our country during this Corona-19 pandemic. And so you're going to first hear from Charles Stanley, followed by a portion of Trust and Obey by Gary Floyd. And then I'll set up Dr. Tony Evans' remarks with the song If My People, sung by Terry Blackwood and the Imperials, closing out with the FBC Mass Choir. So my prayer is you'll be blessed and challenged and equipped to face the future by the remarks of Dr. Charles Stanley and Dr. Tony Evans. Here's Dr. Charles Stanley.
Good evening to another day of being shut in and shut down, something we never dreamed of. And when all of this began to happen, I turned to Psalm 103, verse 19, which says, "The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all." So we don't give up hope. We trust him. And the encouraging words of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll make your path straight." And all of a sudden, things changed for all of us. And now we are staying at home, preaching by television or radio, and wondering how long we'll be able to get back to what God's called us to do. And it's difficult to go through these days when all you've ever done is preach the gospel or sing the gospel. But Romans 8:28, when I think about that verse and how God has promised to be with us and enable us to do what he's called us to do, I think we step ahead and step above all discouragement. I'm not always required to understand everything he said. And when I think about all that he's promised us and all that we're going through, we know that deep down inside, the Holy Spirit is absolutely reassuring us. This is only a path. And what good can come out of this? Well, certainly one thing is this. As I think about all the countries that have been through difficulty, hardship, and pain, and suffering, and war, and bloodshed, and we've been on the sidelines praying and thinking about them, and all of a sudden, we get a taste of the same thing. It is time for us to wake up and ask God, what are you saying to us in all of this? And oftentimes I think when we look around, we've taken our religious freedom for granted. We just believe that somehow on Sunday we go to church and we meet together and we preach the gospel and we're free to do it. And yet in spite of all that, many other countries have not had that privilege. And I think all of us would agree, this may be a time for an awakening in America. And that is, God has allowed this for some reason. I don't know that we know all the reasons. We may know it much better later on. But he has allowed this one thing for certain. Wake up, Christians. You've had it so good for so long. It's time to wake up and realize how blessed you've been. And remember the great commission I gave you to reach the world with the truth of the gospel. And oftentimes we probably have to stop and think, well, have we been too self-centered? Think about our church and our size and our music and our pastors and so forth. It's a wake-up call for us that somebody's now telling us you can or cannot preach the gospel. And I think about that old hymn, what a great day this will be. And this will be when we are able to go back to church, preach the gospel, a full congregation, great music, great praying, witnessing, sharing the gospel, calling our friends, telling them about what God is doing. God is up to something way beyond what we can conceive of. So what is our responsibility? It's to obey him, leave all the consequences to him, and we cannot lose nor fail. Hallelujah. God is in charge. And all we need to do is trust him, obey him, be faithful to what he's called us to do. Thank God he never changes. Father, we thank you that you're available 24 hours a day. We thank you that we can come to you and we don't even understand what's going on nor why. And we can still trust you and believe you. We can still know in our heart that the promises you have made throughout the scriptures still stand. You do not require us to understand everything. You require us to trust you and obey you. And so may it not just be a hymn, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. That is true. We want to trust you through these days. Be able to look back and realize, God, wow, what you were doing, awakening the church in America. And that is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy with Jesus
but to trust and obey, for there is no other way. That was a portion of the song sung by Gary Floyd, and as Charles Stanley pointed out, may God use this time equipping us to lead people to the Lord, to be examples of hope and love and care, to not squander opportunities, and to basically seize the moment, be proclaimers of that good news message of Jesus. Well, this next song, If My People, by Terry Blackwood and the Imperials, sing about that very familiar verse that's oftentimes a theme of a prayer breakfast or a prayer gathering or the National Day of Prayer. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. So let a portion of this song set the stage for remarks by Dr. Tony Evans.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, shall humble themselves and pray. If my people, which are called by my name, shall seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.
promise found in the Scripture is for you and for His church. This nation has drifted so far from the faith of our fathers, and we have charted a dangerous course away from our dependence on Him. Humble repentance is our only hope. When we pray and seek God's face, we shall see the salvation of God displayed in this promise.
There's never been a time in my lifetime, and probably not in most of yours, that our need for divine intervention has been at this level. This situation that has affected our lives and the whole world is no joke. This is, I like to call it, a divine disruption. I'd like to suggest this was God allowed. The Bible teaches in Hebrews chapter 12 that God speaks by disrupting the natural order of things. And this is a serious disruption. So He is screaming right now. When He disrupts the natural order of things, it is because He is trying to bring the spiritual to the forefront. Hebrews 12:28 says He's trying to reveal His unshakable kingdom, and He wants to reveal it by shaking up the kingdoms of this world. This pandemic has shaken up individual lives. It is shaking up government, and yes, it is shaking up the church, because we can't even do church like we used to do in church. That's because He doesn't want us to do church like we've been used to doing church. You see, I'm going to say something radical here, and I hope you're with me. The church is one of the causes of this problem. The church is one of the causes of this problem. Because the Church of Jesus Christ has drifted so far from doing kingdom business, God has had to do a shake and bake. He's had to wake us up while waking up the world and inconveniencing us in the process. If God is the cause, then only God can be the cure. That's what 2 Chronicles 15, 3-6 says. It says, there was a spiritual failure in the land. It says, no true God, idolatry had taken over, including American idols. There was no teaching priest. Churches that was doing everything but giving the thus saith the Lord, they were giving human opinion, psychology, they were giving pseudoscience, they were giving entertainment, but what they weren't giving is the absolute standard by which all reality is to be measured, predicated on the inerrant word of God. And so there were no rules. People were making up their own rules. So God sent distress. In other words, because God's people had failed, the nations were in trouble. It says there was no peace to individuals, outside a home, inside a home. He goes on to say nation was against nation, city was against city, for God troubled with them with every kind of distress. God is your problem. Only God is your solution. But I love verse 4 of 2 Chronicles 15, because verse 4 says that in their distress they cried to the Lord. Oh, that's where prayer came in. Things had to get bad enough before they contacted heaven properly. This is not just a general prayer. This is not a cute prayer. This is a crisis prayer. It's now time for the Church of Jesus Christ to cry out to God. Every church should be having a solemn assembly, calling its members at some central time to cry out to God, not only for the release from the pandemic, yes, not only for the restoration of the economy that has its place, but for the proper positioning of God's people with Him. See, we're carrying on a long-distance relationship with God, but we want an up-close experience from Him. It won't work. God wants you to cry out to Him. He wants us to cry out, and He wants us to do it in unity. Your church should be unified. Churches across the country should be unified. What would be great is a national cry. At the same time every day, Christians in churches all over America calling on God, because that's how big the problem is. When we get that kind of seriousness, when my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked way, then I will hear from heaven. See, we want to hear from heaven. And God says, well, you can't hear from heaven till I hear from you. We want heaven to hear. Then we can hear. So it's absolutely time for no playing, no just going around the edges of our Christian faith, no repeating serendipitistic colloquial statements about God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. That's true. But we're talking about distress. We're talking about a crisis. We're talking about a critical scenario where God is trying to drive us to Him so that He can fix beyond us. God is not going to skip the church house to fix the White House. God is not going to skip the people of God. This racial climate that we're facing, that's because the church can't get it together. The church is still illegitimately divided on secondary issues. For some, it's more important to be white than biblically right. For others, black is beautiful even when it's not biblical. Until we come to a central standard and a central identity in Jesus Christ, until He can overrule how you were raised, what your color, your class, your culture happens to be, without negating any of that, but until all that gets submitted to the cross, then the divisions in society will keep infecting the church, and we'll just keep having seminars on unity without any real change and impact, because we talk a good game, but we walk a bad one. And so it's time now to pray, but to pray a kingdom kind of prayer. That's a prayer with authority. That's not just mouthing cute Christianese. This is calling down heaven into history, and it's doing it with authority, which means you have to be underneath His authority. See, one of the reasons some of our prayers don't get answered is that there's no authority attached to it, because we're not operating under authority. We want to be blessed by the blessor without accepting the conditions of the blessing. And God says, that won't work. That doesn't roll like that in my kingdom. So if we want to see healing in the culture, we better see healing in the church. We better deal with this problem on Sunday morning if we want to see changes on Monday morning. And that's why I want to lead us in prayer and ask God to bring His kingdom authority down to us through our crying out to Him, not just soft prayers, but gut-wrenching fasting in prayer, where we give up something in the physical because we're desperate for something in the spiritual. When we do that, and the more unified we do that, well, then we can see heaven visit history. I love Isaiah 58. This is the fast that I choose, He says. He says, y'all fasting and praying, but what y'all doing and what I'm talking about is not the same thing. I'm talking about, one, getting rid of your wickedness. I'm talking about, two, ministering to other people and not just being concerned about your own blessing. And when you do one and two, then we can get to third base. Then you can hear from heaven. Then you can hear from me. But don't be doing your own thing, skipping the needs of other people, and then asking me to help you. That's not how it works. That's backwards, Christian soldiers. So let's go to prayer and let's ask God to intervene in our lives, in our churches, and through us to our culture. Father, I cry out to You for me. I start with me. It's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. That You will make me the man that I should be, submitted to Your authority while pursuing an intimate relationship with You. That You will have my heart, but You'll also have my feet. That You'll have my worship on Sunday, but my motion on Monday. I start with me. Then I go to us, in our families, and in our churches. I pray, Lord, that the families and the churches will take seriously what it means to be God-related and God-ruled. That we will not substitute one for the other, claim a rule without a relationship, but pursue a relationship without a rule. That we'll love Jesus Christ our Savior while following Jesus Christ our Lord. I pray that we will cry out to You as a people of God, as churches, as leaders, that You will hear from heaven. You'll hear because we're crying out, but we're crying out on Your terms. And then, Lord, spill it over to the culture where the culture can't ignore us anymore, sideline us anymore, marginalize us anymore, because we've gone public. We've decided that we're not going to be secret agent Christians and spiritual CIA representatives or covert operatives, but we're going to be public pursuers of the glory of God, for the grace of God and the power of God to be manifested in the affairs of men. So, Lord, if Christ is coming, come quickly, Lord Jesus. But if His coming is delayed, then get Your church right so we can get the culture better, so that we can be the restraint that You called us to be in a culture that's run havoc away from You. We love You, but we also need You. respond to the cries of your people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Getting the church right. That means that's you and me. We're the church, friends. What you just heard were remarks that Dr. Tony Evans made, along with comments by Dr. Charles Stanley for a special gathering for the National Religious Broadcasters Prayer Time as they prayed for the nation and are seeking God's healing for our land. And using this as an opportunity, a time where we can proclaim the good news message of Jesus that can bring peace and hope and love to a hurting world. Well, I'm going to close out with the FBC Mass Choir. As Dr. Tony Evans mentions, it's me standing in the need of prayer. And may we all take this opportunity to recognize our ever-present need for God, for Jesus, for the Spirit to work in and through us. And that true revival begins with the individual, with me, with you, as we recognize our need for prayer, our need for healing, our need to change, and that God is a great God that we should delight in sharing with others. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Radio, a ministry of the Great News Media Group. God bless you and have a great day, night, and weekend. And remember, it's me, standing in the need of prayer.
It's me.